702.
This weekend.
This weekend, of course, is our weekly feature on a Friday where we tell you about something you can watch, go and see if you're looking for something to do this weekend. Now, you know him as a political analyst, as a law professor, as an author, and so many things. He is now also a playwright. The Brothers, number one, and a weekend special. This is a gripping theatrical journey through a labyrinth of personal gains, politics, manipulation, suspense, and intrigue. Have I given you something to be excited about? My guest is Professor Richard Calland, a very familiar voice on this station and on this show. He's got a new play at the Market Theatre. Prof, a very good morning to you. This is a really good surprise. Have you always known you had a play inside of you?
Good morning, Bongani. Thanks so much for inviting me on. Well, I think yes, but I was very unsure as to whether I could get it out, so to speak. And I was lucky enough to be brought up in London by a father who was addicted to the theatre. And he, luckily for me, dragged me along to a great number of shows over the years. And so I've always sensed theatre. I know, for example, I couldn't write a novel, definitely couldn't, but a play, yes. And when the story of Bell Pottinger and the battle over truth and state capture and all of that broke out during the Zuma years, I thought there was a good story there. And I eventually sat down and opened my laptop and spat it out. And somehow, magically for me, it is appearing on the market in the Market Theatre very soon.
The Brothers, number one, and a weekend special. So what is this play essentially about? Is it about the past that you've just mentioned, or is there a bit of satire here? Is it presented as serious storytelling? How do you interpret it?
Yeah, I think it's a thriller. I think it's it brings to life, I hope, some important political events that happened in our country. It starts with the weekend special. It starts with that dramatic moment, which, Bongani, you'll remember. We all remember, those of us who work in and around politics. On the 15th of December 2015, when President Zuma, I think, overreached his imperial powers and appointed somebody that nobody had heard of before, Des Van Rooyen, to be the finance minister. And as we all know, within 4 days, he'd been removed. That's why he's the weekend special. And that triggered a whole series of events, which ultimately led to the downfall of Zuma, but also included the bringing in of Bell Pottinger, the disreputable British PR firm. And of course, South Africa fought back. And in the end, Bell Pottinger were also brought down. So this looks forward as well as back. It's really about truth and the extent to which fake news can be distorted, or news and information can be distorted for political gain and corruption, which is a really live issue in this year of many elections around the world. The battle over the truth is really important, future issue as well as past issue. And of course, we've got an election in just over a month, and I hope the play, in a balanced way, will give people a sense of the ANC's own historical arc over the last 30 years and a sense of on what basis they should vote. 29th of May.
I'm no Sherlock Holmes. You've already told us Des Van Rooyen was the weekend special. Number one was Ubaba Katuduzani, Jacob Zuma. The brothers, of course, being the Gupta brothers, the Gupta siblings. That's what that would be. It is an election year. And how should... why would South Africans who've lived through this tumultuous period in our history want to look back on this, and why is it important as a consideration, perhaps, where to mark their X come May 29?
Well, because one of the main characters, in a sense, is the personification of the ANC. We only hear that at the very end. Throughout the play, it's referred to as the organization. But that character, I think, in all of his personal dramatic and emotional contradictions and dilemmas, in many ways represents the contradictions, dilemmas that are really kind of confusing at times, bewildering mixture of things that is the ANC. And I think, therefore, it helps through the dramatic kind of personification of that idea. It helps, I hope, people to sort of think harder about their record in government. Heroine is an opposition member of parliament. She brings down Bell Pottinger by fighting against the racist campaign which they run in South Africa, the White Monopoly Capital campaign. So yes, I appreciate that South Africans will want to look forwards as well as backwards. But I think, Bongani, it's important to memorialize and try and capture through art and drama some of the most important political events that have happened and which are shaping our democracy for now and for the future. And it's funny, the actors are putting in stellar performances. I've been in the rehearsal room. It's a really wonderful cast, and they are performing with lightness as well as darkness, and there is humour and sharpness, and it's fast-paced, thanks to the direction of Greg Heumann. It really is a fabulous production.
Sold. Sold. It's on at the Market Theatre starting tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. You can get your tickets at Web Ticket. It's called The Brothers, Number One and a Weekend Special by the one and only Professor Richard Calland. 702 Podcast on Prime Media Plus.